G'day guys, welcome to Mailbag Review Show for Caulfield
22nd
Rupert Clark's Day. Drewzy, this guy's just have a look at the camera, Drew. Just have a look at him. Looks like he's about a bit of notorious about you. He's about to rap something at us.
You should have seen
new goggles. Look at the new goggles and the new hat. He's flying the big fella.
You should have seen my Conor McGregor swag into kittens on Saturday night.
Mate, we're not talking about kittens on the show.
Usual spot. Girls come up to me to serve me.
The
they
hat
know.
In? Did you wear
Yeah, you've got to wear the fedora in.
I reckon the goggles are going to work. Yeah. You could be a big chance here.
How was your weekend?
To be honest, quite frustrating.
Yeah.
We had a good result, but I think I really should have capitalised big time.
There were a few results, mainly the Jungle Cat one that I've seen, where I just know you're just fucking sitting there cursing because dollar for dollar.
It's PR. Jungle Cat's had the perfect run and got me by.
Yeah.
Either side of it, I'm winning huge.
Yeah.
Atlanta Plenty was a good size movers bet,
yeah.
And dollar for dollar was the Manio Mail play.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there celebrating, thinking, fucking hell.
Yeah, I'm sitting there thinking, if you fucking text me, I'm going to fucking drive to your house and bash you.
Didn't text you. Did tweet you.
Oh, I text you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go through it, but it's just a few missed opportunities because I was quite nervous about Saturday. Not nervous, cautious.
Mm.
And I actually saw him really well, but I don't think we got a bit out, but we didn't get enough out.
Yeah,
spending to win should have been a result. Yeah. Mystic Journey should have been a result. How the fuck Platinum Angel hasn't run and won is beyond me. Dollar for dollar could have won. Like, they're both like 20 unit results.
Yeah.
Either one of them, which turns it into a 70% pot day into like a 280% pot day. Like.
Yeah, you need those to go your way, and they will in the long term. It just didn't pop up this time.
Yeah, like there's another one. We'll get to them. Now, so what do you want to do? Go race by race?
Yeah, let's go race by race, just straight through it. I think the first couple are pretty straightforward. So, 1600 metres, race one, extra routes, beaten Thunderdome in a photo.
Actually, before I forget, I've got a story.
Oh, go for it.
So, obviously, we're at the new Mailbag HQ.
Yeah.
My joint.
Pretty close to the MCG.
Yeah, it is. Close to everything.
Mm.
It's also close to a big, one of Melbourne's best breweries.
Yeah.
Which on Thursday night we'll be announcing as a sponsor of the show.
Congratulations.
it was my number one goal when I started this shit.
Yeah.
Get a beer sponsor on. We've done it. Thursday, it'll be announced. Or Friday, whenever we do the show. Oh, I can't wait. It's 1K down the road.
Yeah.
Gross.
So we'll be...
Anyway, it's not the story.
There?
Yeah, we'll be doing shows out of there. We're doing a lot of stuff with them. It's going to be good.
Some events. It'll be great.
Yeah. We're going to host some events there and shit like that.
Perfect.
Anyway.
Looking forward to it.
I should have probably told you that before we got on the show. Anyway, this is probably why my brain's a bit all over the place, right? Into the new place. Missus is really sick on the couch.
Yeah.
I'm on the phone. I think I was on the phone to Wish, who's told me this area's dodgy.
Right. Many a time.
No bullshit.
Yeah.
So it's down a hallway, couch, round to the kitchen, out the back, where we are.
Yeah.
I'm out here talking to Wish. I'm not smoking on the lollipops. I'm off the smokes. Off the smokes, we won on Saturday too, which is good. Anyway. I'm talking away. It might have been Wish. I can't remember. Anyway, walk back in the house. There's a small black woman, African, I think.
Yeah.
Small petite thing, in the kitchen.
What?
I just got back from walking
kitchen.
The dog.
Yeah.
No, I was on the phone with my mum.
Yeah.
Right. I walk on the dog. Come home. I only came home because it was about to rain.
Yeah.
Could have stayed there. Em's on the. On the couch, dead.
Yeah, yeah, she doesn't
asleep.
Know what's going on yet. Yeah.
Walks, she's in the kitchen. I go, what the fuck are you doing in the kitchen? Oh, sorry. Like, she's on the grass. She's on the floor.
Jesus.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She's on something heavy. She reeks like she's had a big
Are you allowed
session.
To make those gestures?
I'm talking about young, non-racing people.
Yes, fair enough.
Talk about heroin, which isn't a performance-enhancing drug, is it? I don't think it is.
I don't.
Well, you might have to edit it.
I don't think it is a performance enhancing.
Well, it's a fact.
Up.
I don't care. I couldn't get in trouble because it just fucking happened. And she was on heroin.
Yep.
She was like, sorry, man. Sorry. Walk her out of the house. Mm. Easy.
Yeah.
And then you know how that gate opens inside?
Yeah, yeah.
She falls over the gate, right? I grab her.
Yeah.
Pull her back up.
Yep.
Open.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
How'd she get up the stairs?
Fucking no.
How'd she get the door open?
So freaky. I can't get it out of my head.
So you're locking it now?
Locking it big time. And Peg just lied on the floor.
Yeah, Peg would have loved it.
No, she didn't move.
Actually, that's really weird for Peggy, because Peggy's always jumping up on people.
Scary. Anyway, race one. Sorry.
Welcome to Richmond.
No, don't say
that. It's a good and a bad area at same times.
Yeah, race one. Extra Brute. They walked.
Absolute crawl. Punting form data, Drew. Punting form data.
Can't breathe out punting form.
The leaders have crawled 5.3 lengths slower than class benchmark, so they've absolutely had a treat out there. Brilliant ride on Thunderdome. Stevie Baster, I think it's the best ride I've seen him give all year, to be quite honest. And he just...
Well, he followed up 4 hours later as one of the worst races. Yeah.
Extra Brute has just absolutely come storming home, 5.1 lengths faster than class benchmark and just got there.
Market wanted Extra Brute late.
Mm.
I wouldn't say heavy. I reckon the turnover was reasonably low here. I found DeRosa from the yard.
Yeah.
Don't think it was at all suited by the way the track played. I think it's one we can sort of probably get something out of moving forward.
Just on what it's done data-wise, it's had to go 9.5 lengths slower than class benchmark. So when you're doing... when you're doing those, you know, it's almost impossible to win from there.
Yeah, look, Stevie Bastard, great ride. Johnny Allen, perfect ride.
Yeah.
Just, like, knew I'm better than you in over 400 metres, I'll catch up.
Exactly.
Few of these bikes fell asleep at the back. I think DeRosa can be followed. Extra Brute... I think there's a lot of improvement to come from the yard. It'll go well. And Thunderdome was really well presented. I couldn't have Global Exchange. Anything else?
It's a pretty straightforward race too. 1,800 metres, El Galil. Is that how you say it? One from Lucky For All and Snitzer Peg. With Ayers Rock running fourth.
Heavily suited. What have they done here? Punting form. Data. Sectionals.
Yeah, so they've absolutely flown along 7.6 lengths faster than class benchmark. So they've absolutely... That's Ayers Rock for you. That's exactly how the horse has to be ridden, and they've basically stolen fourth there with such a great ride. The only... the overall figures for the race, 6.4 lengths faster than class benchmark for El Galil. So not only has it still been able to sustain, you know, a faster than class benchmark early... It's done it late as well.
Yep.
So just a really good horse.
Well, I think the horse has got stacks to come. Great condition. We're sent out on top from the yard.
Yeah.
Didn't we? Yep. Snitzer Peg's got one more run in it. Really good ride from Choppy. It was back late. I think the drift on Lucky For All was just the market correcting itself to an extent and then the market reacting to the drift.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure the stable was trying here.
The horse is just very green as well. Like, I thought...
Needs blinkers, but it's got... It's a small thing.
Yeah.
It'll rarely be sent from the mounting yard as a bet. You just can't... Like, it might be a bet every now and again, but it's not going to be on top from the yard because it's just not a nice, like, a really scopey horse, you know?
Yeah, there are horses like that that I think we know and you can...
Octobello, pretty plain, thought it found its level. I reckon Wheel Leisure might be gone. Needs a spell. Something might have gone wrong, I reckon.
Well, the stable was locked down with the...
there you go.
You know
what?
They had the that really bad thing that
strangles.
Yeah, that one. I'm pretty sure. So
I didn't like the way it presented and the way it ran. Looks like it's sort of not keen to run.
What do you think of my mate Belgravia? I mean, they weren't
exactly... Plenty to come. Wouldn't worry about it. If you like it, stick with it.
I just don't know where it goes from here. Like
Snip Fit. I don't want to give away all the grouse, Drew, but Snip Fit, good order, suited. Yeah.
I think it's run to its level at $18.
But if I could buy a horse from this race, I'd be buying El Galil.
Yeah, and I think that's what your text exactly said. Best horse in this race by a mile, you pretty much said.
Yeah, okay, it was 2 hours ago, I can't remember.
That stuck out to me, so I definitely remember that type of stuff when you say it.
Fuck, it's gonna get dark on this, man.
No, it should be okay. It's not like they're watching to see me anyway.
Oh, that might be now. You're going to get some sort of fetish girls, like the big guys with the hats and the gogs.
Does that really exist? I know it does in America, but I've...
Keep that fucking hair nice and trimmed. Not like bushy, psychopathic look you get, but...
Like it got in last winter.
Yeah, but I like where you're at the moment.
Okay.
Race 3.
1,000 metres, ridden by, just hung on from Gatrash.
Okay, but do you think Jai Trash, I'm calling it?
Yeah, I'm calling it Trash.
I think it's a good horse. Do you think Written By was suited?
Let me have a look at the punting form data.
Mate, I don't think it was. I think it was hassled for the lead. I think the horse has got improvement to come from the yard.
Yeah.
It hasn't grown enormously. I was impressed with Fine Dane's run. We backed it on the movers, just had a really small nibble at it. And I think that Roosevelt is a horse that is a hidden run here.
Okay.
I'd be interested in what the punting form data says. You can punch through the data quickly while I
turn the light on. So they've gone pretty slow here. 2.6 lengths slower than class benchmark. And Rinbai's only had to, you know, produce a 1.1 length slower than class benchmark figure to win. So in terms of class for this race, it's not been an overly strong race, but there are horses like Glatrash, who's just gone 7.6 lengths, you know, slower than class benchmark and had to, you know, it was almost impossible for the horse to win and it still almost got there. And then you even look at what Fine Dane's had happen in the run. It's had to sit three wide and then
it needs, lost. It needs some blinkers, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It needs some gear. Not the sort of gear that the young girl had, but some kind of
definitely
gear.
Needs a gear change, that's for sure.
Rittenby's got plenty. Rittenby's going well.
I had to back it at the 220. When it got out to 220, yeah. I know exactly what you've said in the yard, right? And that, for me, says, okay, I'm not going to take twos.
There's no moral. No. There's no knock.
Yeah. It's to the point where I'm looking and I'm going, okay, 220, I have to bet. It's the best horse here.
Yeah, the market's back Fine Dane and Roosevelt. I doubt they would have backed Roosevelt or if I knew the tactics that D-Lane was going to use.
Yeah.
Rock Hard, I can't have it.
You've said to me with the horse that's run second here, Glatrash, you would have been on this if they weren't going to snick it.
Yep.
100%. And you've asked over the rails, I'm pretty sure. Yep. You've done your usual,
yep.
Hey, Lukey, what are you doing?
Yeah, well, I asked actually James Cummings about Roosevelt.
Okay.
Because I would have backed it as well.
I mean, that's the importance of being on track right
well,
there.
Well, I wanted to be on pace. Yeah. Or like near the lead. Race four.
1,400 metres. This has been an absolute fill-up. Fill-up.
Yeah. You do the data. Punningform.com.au.
They have not gone overly fast here. The lead has gone 3.9 lengths slower than class benchmark, and they've only had to, Chulip's only had to come to home, you know, 0.3 lengths faster than class benchmark. So the overall rating for the race is actually quite low. But Chulip's, you know,
now, there's a
fair, hasn't exactly been pushed out either.
There's a fair drift here too, yeah. On Betfair, right? Yeah. SSP's $6, has it?
It was close roughly, to that. Right? Yeah. You got to fill up on the drift.
Now, why is that? I think it's because the market, like the majority of stables and owners in Victoria, underrates Ethan Brown.
Oh, definitely.
If you, I'd love, tag me in a 400 metre race at Caulfield where a leader is ridden better than this is ridden. He did not panic. He slowly crossed. He didn't use the horse up. He didn't say, go, now stop, now go. He just gently balanced the horse across in a really nice rhythm and was winning a long way out.
It reminded me
Shoko of... Shoko's rock hard fit and has a... like an elite leading jockey on it in Linda Meach.
Yeah.
And he still just dropped off.
Native Soldier the other week when it was running here at Caulfield, it did exactly the same thing. I'm not sure who was on that day.
That was a lot less class. I was like, yeah, okay. Go.
Yeah, but he then had it just in the right rhythm.
How and why Ethan Brown does not get more rides is fucking beyond me. And I'm going to start going through a few of these horses that lost races because they weren't ridden well.
Yeah. What do you think of the backing for Lady of Flanders? I mean, I looked at it early.
Ran well.
I thought $14 was overs when they put it up, but, geez, $465 late.
I thought it ran well. I thought...
Truly Discreet's run well for you.
Shakura was good. Truly Discreet's the one I want to follow out of the race.
I don't think it's suited by that type of tempo ever.
Yeah, it's a horrible spot where it was, I think.
Well, it needs a stronger tempo.
Soho
as
Ruby,
well.
Totally not suited. It could bounce back. Mamsel Test was suited, so be careful. And Shakura was the obvious run that every fucking person will tell you about. It's going well.
Do you think it's going well enough to win that class?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I don't think Chul will be in that class race ever again.
Yeah, that's fair.
Shoko couldn't parade better or be ridden better or be suited more.
Yeah.
Just
ran into a good one.
There's horses like Truly Discreet and Shakura could improve a fair bit.
Fair enough.
In my opinion, Drew.
1,100 metres, Spending the Wind's got the win, really good run. Eduardo's just been run down, and old mate Brian just keeps running well. I mean, they put up 24s, 26s for Brian again, and have they backed it a bit late?
A little nibble, but Spending the Wind's drifted, found it in the yard. I should have fucking sent this. I felt sick in my stomach at about 400 when I was going
to
win.
Did you listen back to yourself on the pregame
pod? No, I didn't. I knew what I said.
Yeah.
And And then I get like messages on Twitter and emails from the podcast members going, like, thanks, mate. And I'm like, fuck. Like, I was real keen Eduardo and Spinning to win. I've run first and second, and I haven't got a fucking penny out of the race.
Punting form data, leaders absolutely flown along, 6.5 lengths faster than class benchmark. So the real good horses have just, you know, come to the top here. Oh, that's Bond's a sensational
away, Bond's run. Away going well. Mm. Eduardo's, I think, was run of the day, probably from the whole meeting. There's plenty of runs in this race that were never likely and couldn't win. So
Captain Punch?
Oh, from 14. From 15. Yeah. Brennan Davies. But like Badajoz, Bandipur, Marsupial, Oberland, Man from Uncle, never really tested. Total forgive runs. Race 6, Drew.
Race 6, 1400 metres. Mystic Journey, $20. Won by 2.5. Spanish Whisper, really good run considering it was 3 wide.
Data me up.
You want the data on it? Let's go.
I want the data.
They've led them around at 0.8 lengths slower than class benchmark.
Makes me sick.
But
makes me ill.
Mystic Journey's come home 4.4 lengths faster than class benchmark to record an overall 1.4 lengths.
This is sickening on so many levels.
Needed.
So Mystic Journey was the horse that we said to follow from the Valley meeting.
Yeah.
Or one of the, like, the say the three. I think the other two have won already. It mapped perfectly, paraded fine, $19. It should have been a bet on the Bounty Yard. I pushed it hard on the previous show again,
yeah,
on the podcast. To hear that they've not gone very quick early and to see the way Jamie Carr unfortunately rode Spanish Whisper angers me.
Yeah.
I think it probably should have won.
It could have easily led.
Because that, you know, if it goes forward to go 1.5 lengths above the class benchmark, which it's, they'd obviously think the horse is better than.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Mystic Journey's 3 wide, no cover.
Mm.
Not 3 wide, we're sucking too straight.
Yeah.
Totally different ball game. It should have crossed at its own pace, Ethan Brown style. He's on this horse, I think it wins. Or at least runs 2 or 3 lengths closer. Mm. Johnny Allen on Crone couldn't do much. Well, really, I'm being nice there. It's drawn 8.
Yeah.
It's ended up 4 wide, no cover.
From 8.
It's fucking hard to do.
You're gonna.
It's fucking hard to do.
You're gonna undo the Johnny Allen's a good rider that we were talking about 2 weeks ago. I just think he.
I didn't say that ever.
Oh, you were backing him over Yendall.
Yeah, that doesn't mean he's a good rider.
Fair
enough. I think he's a B grade rider, which is a pretty good rider.
Okay.
At the moment, I think everyone goes through form. Jamie Carr probably could be A grade, but she's riding C grade at the moment. But see, Jamie Carr was in Bali all week on the piss, doing God knows what.
Fair enough.
I would have probably made a couple of hazy decisions on Saturday too if I just got back from Bali.
Yeah.
What's
the info you need to know right there? If a jockey's been to the casino?
I thought Spanish. Spanish Whisper improved mentally in the yard. I thought it might run on. Well, I thought it might run a little bit better than it did.
Yeah.
I thought it improved from the Valley, but it probably could have gone a little bit better with a more positive ride. Regine, I thought, was a horse with improvement in it in the yard, and I don't think it ever sort of really got going. What else do I want to say here? Gongs was good and can improve.
I'd just point out to you, Mystic Journeys run the same final 200 over the 1400 that Land of Plenty has. So.
Yeah, but this is over what?
It's 1400 as well. So they're both 1,400 metre races.
That's what I'm saying. Compare the steer on Spanish Whisper to the steer on Tulip. I don't know why Ethan wasn't riding this horse. Probably would have had 55.5 too. Fucking hell.
Race 7, really 2,000 metres. Night's Watch has got the win over Rising Red just with Odeon in 3rd and Sir Charles Rode in 4th. Punting form data.
Linda Meach flying. Rising Red ride, enormous. Quality ride. Johnny Allen's ride on Mega Blast was really, really good. So there you go.
Yeah, he's back at it.
You can call them good when they're good and call them poor when they're poor.
What do you think they've done here sectional-wise? Do you think
they've gone real quick.
Yeah, 1.9 lengths faster.
I haven't looked at the data yet.
Yeah, 1.9 lengths faster than class benchmark early, and overall still almost one length above the average here.
Brighten us up so they can bright up those goggles, mate.
I don't don't think they want to see me, mate. I'll figure it out.
I want to see the gogs.
Well, you keep talking and I'll brighten it up.
Oh, all right. How do you do that?
We'll figure it out. Keep going. So, Night's Watch. What do you
enormous.
Make of it?
Enormous run.
Yeah.
Enormous run. Jordan Childs on our Venice Beach. Jordan Childs is flying. Not a good ride.
No. What do you make Damien of the horse Thornton, going forward like, there?
Ellis and Zara are in a bit of a hole at the moment. Which happens. Yeah, turn it up.
Oh, you see that?
They're in a little bit of a hole at the moment. I'm convinced Odeon probably should have won this race.
Yeah.
Damien Thornton just found no luck at all. Well, I think Ellis and Zara, who were struggling, could have easily had two big winners at Caulfield on Saturday.
Who was the other one?
Creativity probably should have won. Yeah.
That was in the last,
again,
wasn't it?
Slaughtered.
Yeah.
Look, I think Odeon was the run of the race. Mighty Boss went good. You can have it.
I heard someone suggesting Caulfield Cup as you know.
It was Walshy.
No, it wasn't. It was on RSN this morning.
How did you turn that up?
I typed in brightness into there and then it came up with something. Like, yeah, I couldn't have it for the Caulfield Cup. I think maybe if you...
I couldn't have it in the, like, Bendigo Cup.
Well, Furin's going to win that, so...
Yeah, well,
got some good horses. What do you make of Divine Unicorn?
No good, don't want it.
I don't like it as a horse either.
Odeon, Mega Blast, and Sir Charles Road are the three runs from the race I'm very interested in moving forward.
Just as a futures man.
There you go.
My mate from the Sydney Cup, Zakata, how do you think it returned? Zakata, number 8.
Heavy.
Okay, so it's got a bit more to come. I think it's heading towards the Melbourne Cup. I'm not sure if it's good enough, but... We'll see what it does.
What are you doing with your horse, Ventura Storm?
I thought it was an okay run. I don't think it's suited by...
You're looking really sharp. I can't get over it.
I don't think it was suited by 2,000 metres. I don't think it's, you know... It needs the 3,200. It needs all of the 3,200.
I think the only hope it's got is it could improve at Flemington.
How do you think it walked? Was it still a bit crabby or...?
Yeah, I didn't really like it.
Okay.
Yeah. I think Odeon can improve. Odeon was a little bit... Is he gelding? If he's a gelding, he's really like sort of horsing it up.
I'm pretty sure he's a gelding.
A fair bit of fucking stoke about him.
Really? So he's got a bit of swag? Yeah, gelding.
Night's Watch, very forward. I assume I'll give it a bit of a break now.
So they're going Cox Plate, supposedly.
Yeah, but he'll freshen into that hoodie. Yeah. Yeah, so Charles Road...
I pulled up a bit lame. It had like a back
issue. I reckon it's not.
Yeah.
So Charles Road and Mega Blast are the two that I think, you know, cupsy horses.
So Charles Road's a very classy one. I would say it's better suited 2,400 and 3,200. So.
Okay, well, so Charles Road, Caulfield Cup.
Yeah.
For me.
Me
Race
too.
Race 8. Fuck me cross.
1,400 metres. Jungle Cat's got the bob over
what
dollar
What were you wearing
dollar.
At this point of the day?
Afterwards, I had the shirt, you know, doing the...
What was your mum saying? Drew, can you shut the f-
That'd be hilarious. No, I was by myself, thank you very much. I was doing the managerial role for the mailbag for the week.
Yeah, the foundation of the office would have fucking copped it. You would have been... I was thinking of you. Like, sort of...
I do... When I'm alone...
I was seeing you at, like, Mini Valley.
You should see me when I'm alone. I'm definitely doing the air whips, and I'm definitely letting out some expletives. Because at
so
the...
So what price did you start backing this thing at?
So I had it at 29s through a
for
bowler.
For this race?
Yeah, through
don't
a bowler.
I said...
Nah, it's fine. I don't care about the bowler. It's already gone. Trust me on that one. 29s. I've then backed in a few multis at 15. So I've got one that's ending with Peaceful State in the Cantana Stakes.
Well, there's not much intent big... here. So I think you're spot on track for that. That horse has got severe ability.
Also backed, they've got their next one, Blair House. I'm on that at 21s. It's now $6. It's gone up for
where's
this weekend.
21s for where? For what?
Underwood this week.
So you've backed Blair House for the Underwood.
Yeah.
There you go, if you want to follow the train.
I wouldn't be taking the money at this stage. It's unders. Like, I think it should be probably...
Okay.
Jungle Cat was a much better bet than Blair House is.
Yep.
And it was double the price, so...
What are you doing on Showtime now? Gone?
It's gone. You just got to pen it.
Odd...
It has to be a fresh horse, you have to say now, right? Like,
so.
Based on that.
I think you have to, yeah. I thought Mr. Sneaky's ready to win now. Very good run.
Depends where they put it.
This is a hot race and there'll be winners galore. Oregon's Day, right race, moral. Softer race, slightly.
Yeah.
Land of Plenty wins by 2 lengths, if not 3 wide, no cover.
Mm. And that was the... What barrier was it from, right? It was 17?
12.
Okay, 12. Yeah, it was always the query, though.
Didn't need any luck, but had to cover a lot of ground.
The only reason I was so confident on Jungle Cat was the barrier. Like, I wanted to... You know, I was happy to take 29. Yeah,
happy to spec 26 without knowing that. And then on the day, you're happy with the draw. Exactly. I understand. Osborne Bulls, I've got a bit of respect for it now. I had none. Holy Snow, I think went... The market said it's going to go better than it went.
Yeah.
Dollar for dollar, next start... Final chance.
Yeah. It's flying though, right?
If it's been up for a long... It's been parading like Morale for a long time. I'm sticking to my beliefs. Land of Plenty and Peaceful State will be the two best horses from this race. They got scope.
Would you not say, based on your yard though, Jungle Cat's got scope? Or do you think you need to see the horse again? Jungle Cat
would, I think, in the right race, run a bigger... punting form number next start. I think it'll improve.
Yeah. Which slightly.
But if it's given the perfect fucking run. In the run, unfortunately there's 3 of them with different coloured hats, but you're like, fuck, there's 2 of them and it was it and Home of the Brave.
Yeah.
We're in the perfect spot for that stage of the day.
And they mapped it as well. So you're looking at it, you're going, shit, I want to be on both of these.
Yeah.
I think that's probably enough on Jungle. The short answer is, I had another go at 15s and I had another go at, I think, 16s.
But how much do you have left of it when you got an Uber?
What? I'm going to kids.
Cecil Street.
Well, I didn't actually bet in the last race, so that was good.
No, Cecil Street's where Kittens is.
Yeah, I know.
How much do you have left and you're leaving?
You don't count those things, mate.
Race 9, last...
Winter Bride's got the win from Eliza Zoom and Platinum Angel. Let me pull up the data. What do you reckon they've done here?
I reckon Chrissy Parnham, unfortunately, I heard him on the radio. I think he sounds like a really good guy. I think he just really fucked this up. It was severe snickery.
Yeah.
He snicked it for like 4 more strides than was needed to even be last. He's last by 4 lengths.
So in terms of the data, I'm going to talk specifically Platinum Angel, 9 lengths slower than class benchmark.
Yeah.
And he's come home nearly 6 faster. You just can't win doing that.
Winter Bride, I still think... Look, if every horse is ridden properly, I think Winter Bride would win.
Yeah.
He fucking slaughtered that almost.
Yeah.
It's still pissed him.
He's just been lucky, I think, that they've gone slow.
It was a snick job.
Yeah, he's still lucky that they've gone slow.
Stephen Bastard, who rode the race 1, like the veteran... class jockey he is, fuck, he slaughtered this.
Was it
he tried to snick, then he decided, no, I'll push forward, and now I'll be cast 3 wide with fucking Furyk, who's gone inside me. Stephen, you got the spurs on, just roll forward. It's Gay's horse,
especially on a horse that wants a tempo.
It needs to be 4 lengths clear on the turn. Look, catch me if you fucking can. I am Gay has bashed the shit out of me. I'm fit as fuck.
And they've creativity, got 2.4 lengths slower out front.
Yeah, creativity is like the... Well, High and Dry was fucking slaughtered by Andrew Mallion, who rode a winner today, so he might be back. Good on you, Andrew. No, they all go up and down.
Of course they do.
Fucking sorted High and Dry on Wednesday for Ellis and Zara. Mm. They've had Odeon slaughtered.
Yeah.
Not a massive slaughter, but luckless. Yeah. High and Dry was slaughtered. Creativity, slaughtered, probably should have won.
Mm. They haven't had some luck, have they? But that's a good thing because you you can follow these guys. One of them gave
what's his on Wednesday was quality.
Really?
The buzzy hair one. It's funny. Leather and Lace was really good, I thought.
The buzzy hair one.
I'm excited, going really well. El Kazoom going good, blah, blah, blah. I'm fucking fuming about this. We backed Creativity and Platinum Angel, and I think either could have won. And that's $24 and $34 fucking dollars. And I took 44s or something, Creativity.
How'd they get out to 44?
I don't know, because it's gone no good. But back to 1,200
is
ideal.
From the barrier.
It's a fast horse. Like, it's a fast horse drawn 3. Yeah. I didn't think it was going to be 3 pairs back in a ruck.
It shouldn't have.
Fuck me. It was weird. I left so angry, but I run a lot.
I was going to say, you were up
I was fuming.
A fair bit for the day.
I was really fuming.
I should have invited you along to Kittens.
No, I couldn't have come.
Yeah.
Filthy on the line. All right. Horses to follow for me are... Jockey to follow is Ethan Brown. And stables like Elton Zara, put him on. If you want to win races, put him on.
Yeah.
He rode fucking three races on the card. He couldn't have ridden half these in the last because he can't get down that low.
But that's good that he's not getting down that low either. He's not forcing it.
Yeah, in time he might if he becomes, loves cash enough. But right now he's not. But fuck, he should be riding a lot more horses than he is. Spanish Reef would have won.
Yeah.
Eduardo, smart horse, flying. Spanish Whisper will win next start.
Yeah. I'll take that one, definitely.
Platinum Angel, I'm scared next start, definitely start after, and maybe Odeon, or Land of Plenty flying, Mr. Sneaky, Crone, Thousand Guineas, Please God, and may fucking midterms in this Saturday, isn't it, in that race we've backed, yeah.
20s, yeah.
I took 50s.
Yeah, I know.
20s now.
Yeah, I think it's maybe even shorter now.
I think that really Swish and Roosevelt... I don't normally give this many out, right? I think really Swish and Roosevelt from race three could win piss week races. Mm-hmm. You know, like Wednesdays or Thursdays or something.
Yep.
Open like 380, $4, start twos, bang.
You want my follow forward?
Don't. If it fucking starts with a J and ends with a T.
So Jungle Cat.
Oh, it's just such a fitting horse for you and your obsession.
I'm not sure, but I'm hearing it's probably not going to get an Everest slot because they're absolute... Because they've handed one out too early to Nature Strip.
Good horses. Oh, yeah. Nature Strip's flying.
Yeah, but if it doesn't win this weekend, they've gone to A too soon. Because this horse will get 1,200. It's last prep.
Yeah, but if 1,400 back to 1,200. If it drew 18, it wouldn't have won.
Yeah, well, it wasn't ready.
I know, but the slot holes don't know it's going to get the sucker on.
Yeah. So, I'm just saying, if it doesn't go to the Everest... That straight race, 1,200 metres, Flemington Carnival, last day of the carnival.
Jordan race?
No, the one that Red Zell's won and then...
Oh, yeah. I don't know race names.
Yeah. It'll be up to its...
All right, that's our horse to follow. Casebet Cup has been sorted, hasn't it?
Yep, they've already paid each other and...
Okay, Mountingard Mail this week for me. What is it? What does mine cost a week now? I don't even know.
You get 25 for the full
25
week.
$25 gets you whatever I do for the week. So this week, you're going to get Flemington on Wednesday, Moonee Valley on Friday.
Caulfield Sunday.
Maybe even Mornington on Saturday, because I fucking hate West Coast, and the thought of them winning a grand final makes me ill. I don't even like Collingwood.
Yeah.
We're going to... You sign up now, it's a weekly, it comes out.
Yeah.
It's going to go up next week, because we're going to be doing more often than not three a week.
Yeah.
And we've got enough on already.
Exactly.
Yeah. The punting form tuition thing that we're going to do is for podcast members only. So it's $5 a week. You see on Twitter, like the support and the quality, we're flying. Yeah. We're not as going to tip as well as we're tipping.
The last 3 weeks
we're going to work as hard as we have been working, and hopefully over time it's sort of the results continue. So it's $5 a week. You get a midweek preview. You will get a Moonee Valley preview. A Caulfield preview this week, all from me.
Yeah.
So you get three previews.
You get the Saturday preview. And then you get
a Sunday morning this week top up preview for Caulfield.
Yeah.
You get a preview and review for Perth, and you get a review for New South Wales. Now, we had a question. I saw that tweet saying, "Can we do a preview for New South Wales?"
I'm looking at doing
it. If we get enough interest in the podcast product, which is sort of the way we want to raise revenue, we will be bringing on a professional analyst to do Sydney.
Yeah,
exactly. We don't really care. It's up to you guys.
Yeah.
Take it off night mode because you've gone dark. Everyone's got the hat and the gogs.
Just a quick viewer question.
So now we're doing viewer questions. So if you don't want to hear them,
off you go. Where to go.
Remember, beer announcement on Thursday or Friday show.
Looking forward to it. Snedo has asked, more of a fun one, did you guys ever receive a piece of advice on punting from your old man? So, for example, he said, be wary of Philip Stokes and Dom Trineau in Melbourne Cup. So, Melbourne during the spring. I'll give you one of mine. You're a
fucking idiot for betting they're all cheats. Yeah. That's all my dad ever said. He doesn't bet. I used to get more things like, put your fucking head over it to do with football.
Yeah, I was going
to
say the footy.
Play the V.
Yeah.
Because I used to go in like... regardless, I was always second drop.
Yep.
And if we were like 2 for none, I'd still go in there and just like lash at it and play the fucking V. Or wait, make sure you finish your beers.
Yep.
If I had the boys around like when we were 16 till today, if you left beers, like half drunk beers, fucking hit.
That's the worst.
He'd blow up.
I can't trust anyone who leaves a half drunk beer.
Never smoke Winnie Blues. I raised you better than that. Teenage Smooth. And never do drugs. Fair unless, enough. Of course, you're doing it with me.
That's similar. That's sound advice, so. I like a dad who wants to look after his kids, so good on him. No, mine just said
bad kicking is bad football.
That's true. That's very true. Mine just said when I'm, you know, going to the punt, just make sure you leave a bit of money at home just in case, you know. You need food. You need to...
I'm joking, I'm probably cut that out.
No, that's staying in. No, you've got to leave some money at home just for the food if you have a fucking shocker. That was one when I was a bit younger.
I come from a non-punting family,
believe it or not. Well, mine's pretty similar. Like, I was just... This is... How'd you get into horses? This is actually quite...
Here's actually a good story. Here's a good story. I remember being 16 or 17, and I was very interested in horses.
Yep.
And I don't know. I can't remember how I was doing it, but I was in Adelaide. Half my family's from Adelaide. My dad grew up in Adelaide. And there was all these brothers, and there's like 7 of them and shit.
Yeah.
And some of them are encouraging me to like bet on the horses, and dad's like, get fucked. You're fucking going home watching the footy. Fuck the horses. I'm like, yeah, let him bet. Yeah. Fuck the horses. It's fucking no good. You don't win at that. It was just like, you don't win.
Yeah.
And he ended up, like, the brothers convinced him. He go, well, you go home, and they all gave me, like, $10 each. So, like, $20 each. So, I'd like, say, $60 or $80. And he had to be the bookie.
Yep.
So, I was just running around, like, picking horses here and listening to the radio. I took, like, $4.50 off him in the afternoon. It's been, like, 4 races in, like, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide and Brisbane.
Yep.
Because for the first 4 races, we were at the pub having lunch. That's the first time I actually bet and remember betting.
That gets you into it though, doesn't it?
Oh, he was fucking sickening. He was like, this is wrong. Like, this is not the right message. And then
my earliest one, I'll tell you, was I was about 8 or 7, so I honestly don't remember the day. I reckon we went to Cranbourne or Mornington or somewhere.
Oh, that's victim.
Well, my mum's from basically Mornington way, and I don't know, we were there for a day. I don't know what.
Mornington was packed the other day.
This place was packed when we were there.
On a Thursday before the Betfair gig.
Yeah.
Busy.
It's very rare for midweek. It's been
Thursday.
Yeah. It's normally you and a couple of blokes.
Yeah, sorry, continue.
And all I remember is I picked 8 of 9 on the card to win because mum was putting 50 cent bets on for me. Back when they'd take 50 cent bets, if it tells you how long ago.
I would have upped it.
she wouldn't allow me to.
That's the first I remember. I remember... Simo's mate had a horse when I was like 19 and he gave me like $400 to go and put on at the tab.
Oh.
And it was my first time I ever laid a horse.
Yep.
And it fucking lost by. Like, I thought it won.
Yep.
I remember thinking, what the fuck am I going to do?
So what, you didn't put the bet on for him?
Like a late, yeah, I took it. The holding, I put it on.
What was it paying?
I used to have a lot more luck. $680 or something.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been great.
I don't know. Like, it wasn't short, but it wasn't long.
Yeah.
I feel like I used to have a lot of luck when I was starting. That's how you get hooked.
Yeah.
Like Saturday, if I just started punting, dollar for dollar would have won, or Leander Plenty would have won. Mm-hmm. You know, Platinum Angel would have got there. I'd be leaving the track going, this is the fucking easiest thing ever. I'm rich.
What's the big win in terms of prices that you remember that got you a bit into it? Because I can tell you right now, TJ Smith, Master of Design, I was super keen on that horse, and I just remember it running him down. That's a while ago.
No, I don't remember. I'm not allowed to play AFL football because of the amount of concussion I've had.
Yeah.
I've got a bad memory. I used to love Back and Boban. That got me really hooked.
Fucking hate that horse.
Biggest club I can remember is Jordan and Rekindling last year. Off the top of my head.
Rekindling's probably my biggest I've had, only because I think my stakes compared to 5 years ago are bigger, but...
Okay.
My biggest would have been Red Cadeau in the Melbourne Cup. Like, it was just...
It would have been.
It would have been. Like, it would have been life-changing.